This is Global Patriot Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Vito Esposito Show with Big Al, starring the godfather of Global Patriot Radio, the dawn of dissenting discussion, the Italian infidel himself, Vito Esposito. Him and his hitman, Big Al, are here to whack the leftists, shake down the Democrats, and put out a contract on all the jihadis that are messing with the American family. And if you got what it takes to be a wise guy, you can get made right here on the show by dialing 319-527-6706. So, get ready to go to the mattresses and say, Mamma Mia, no Sharia, because Vito and Big Al are going to give you a radio show you can't refuse.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. I'm Vito. Our calling number tonight and every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. And I'm joined by that no pork eating American lover, Al. Good evening, Big Al. How you doing?
Doing great, Vito. Great to be here as always. How are you, sir?
I am doing well, thanks. I'm doing well. It's Monday, October 24th. The month of October has flown by. I mean, we're like a month and actually, what is it? 2 months now till Christmas. Technically, Christmas Eve's in 2 months.
Yep, this year blew by.
I'm telling you, it was like, man. I think what's her name? Carly Simon blew by you or Crystal Gale? Blue by you. Okay. what a weekend. Sporting news. Rory McIlroy was in the field of 78 to defend his CJ Cup title. John Rahm of Spain made a push, and he was a legitimate contender. American Kurt Kitayama had come out of nowhere, and he made a push, as did Korean K.H. Lee and Brit Tommy Fleetwood. But in the end, McIlroy turned it on, and he defended his CJ Cup title with a one-shot victory over Kurt Kitayama. Yeah. Like him or not, McIlroy notched his 23rd PGA Tour victory. I tell you, his driving is just incredible. I just can't. I watch the Barstool guys, and if you ever get a chance to watch the Barstool video with McIlroy helping the five guys with their driving, I marvel at it.
He is quite the talent, but he's quite the asshole too. So
yeah, that he is, and he probably could have some more fans. I don't know, but is it that left wing European nature? I don't know. Who knows? I mean, we can go on about that one. I have some theory, but anyways, LPGA news. Really like the LPGA news today. This is a great tourney. It was held in South Korea at the BMW Women's Championship. Lydia Ko turned it on yesterday in Korea, and she was 5 under par in the back nine alone. And I don't know if you watched it at all, Al, but I watched that girl, and man, she's no longer a girl. We were following her since she was 15 years old. And playing so well, earlier than that, but she just started dropping birdies on the back, and she extended her lead from 2 shots to 3, and then all of a sudden she was 5 shots ahead, and God bless her, man. She was impressive, and it was nice to see her back in the winner's circle. She ended up winning by 5 shots over America Andrea Lee, who finished a solo second, 4 shots behind Lydia Ko after Lee birdied the 18th hole. So that was a nice solo second for Andrea Lee. But congratulations to Lydia Ko. I was looking up some stats on her, and she's 25 years old now. It's hard to believe that for over 10 years, she has been making a name for herself on the LPGA Tour. She was 17 years, 9 months old when she became the LPGA number one player in the world, the youngest of any professional ever to achieve that. Now she has 18 LPGA Tour wins, and she's it's really cool because she jumped on or signed on with PXG Golf, and to see her win with that equipment and to see her win now, her swing has she's gotten longer, she's gotten more accurate, and it's really fun to watch her. I mean, she just and you can see her swing. That's the thing about the ladies' golf. You can see their swing.
Yep, so, nice, slow, and smooth, and not over. They don't overpower the ball. It is it's a thing to watch for sure.
Yeah, it really is. I'm a big fan of her. So, and speaking of big, I want to say hello to Bigfoot, our big patriot. He's in the chat room, and as is Golf Dogs, HOV Radio, and of course with Bigfoot. You got to check out Bigfoot's blog. It's www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Great blog spot. Great information on there. Matter of fact, I misplaced. I got to get my other laptop here. But as I was reading, going through it again over the weekend, and had some stories from a couple of weeks ago. But he's got news from all over the world. So you don't get just a right wing or left wing news. You get all kinds of news. You get all international news. And so Big does a lot of great work with that blog spot. So thank you, Big, for all you do.
Good stuff. And you can't forget the Philadelphia Phillies. They edged the San Diego Padres in Game 5 of the National League Championship Series to advance to the World Series for the first time since 2009. And they'll face the Houston Astros, who destroyed the New York Yankees.
Destroyed.
That's the only adjective that I can come up with that series is destroyed.
Destroyed. I thought it would be Houston in 5, but yeah. I didn't realize it'd be a sweep. And after Numbnuts gave up that 3-run home run, a 3-0 lead, and he decides to throw a fucking fastball, you know, and oh Jesus! And I forgot who it was. Ramirez, I think, jacks a home run, 3-run shot. Is like, oh, you guys suck. Houston had they had the Yankees number all year long. They've had the Yankees number,
mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, if Boone doesn't get fired after this, the Yankees will be, you know, bridesmaid in the American League. Year after year, Houston builds a team, they build a pitching team, and the Yankees have a bigger market and more payroll, and unless if they hit home runs, they win. If they can't hit home runs, you know, they can't manufacture runs like Houston. The Astros are for real. It's just really cool to watch the Astros. They are a tight team. They are a well-balanced team. So we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be a good series. Starts Friday, so tune in to watch some good baseball. If you don't watch it all year, now's the time to watch.
Friday. Yeah,
and then on the gridiron, we're talking some bad calls. This whole thing with Tua and the hits to the head have gone out of control. I don't know if you watched any football this weekend, but
I did not. Except in college, I did.
Yeah, I watched college, and there were two calls. I was switching between two games, and there was the quarterback will slide rather than take the hit. And when you're a defender, you can't stop mid-flight. And as the quarterback drops, he's going feet first, and half his body is above the he's sliding on his butt, basically. So the only thing exposed is his waist to his head, and there's no way that the defender can actually get out of the way. Well, there were two to targeting charges that were recalled finally, but it was still unsportsmanlike conduct, and this is getting out of control. And I think it's going to get people hurt, and it's something that needs to be fixed. And it's happening in the pros, and now it's filtered down to college. It's bad. Don't like that.
I saw a couple of targeting calls where they unsportsmanlike on in college, and I forgot what game I was watching, but it was pretty warranted. I mean, when you got a guy, a quarterback that's going down, and he's already on the ground, and a defender comes up. It was the Ole Miss game, I think. That was kind of a cheap shot on one of them, I thought.
That was one of the ones that I watched. I was flipping back on channels, and I used to play cornerback and free safety in high school, and there is no way that you can stop if you're going for the quarterback and he slides on you. What are you supposed to do? Just stop in midair? It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. You got to go full speed, 100%, and that's how you get hurt. And on that one Ole Miss play that you saw, the quarterback ran the football. He was a legitimate running back at the point, not a quarterback. And he just slid and got hit. They called it back. They hit him with the shoulder pad, but it had to go back to slow-mo, 10 minutes off the game for the refs to look at it and make a ruling. I don't know. I just don't like how the wussification of football is hurting the game.
Well, hey, I mean, the whole PC analogy and multiculturalism now has infected, all sports. And it's really, really sad. I mean, how much more egregious can you get when you have cross-dressing males, putting on women's identifying as a woman and then beating the snot out of women, in whether it's in the pool or on the track. And then, of course, what happened last week with a volleyball game, a cross-dressing male goes up and spikes the ball and breaks and hits the opposing player right in the face, breaks her nose. Yeah, she has some damage, to a concussion. And it's like, what universe do these people live in? Honest to God. And you're so tired of hearing, in women's sports, it was groundbreaking with Title IX, and it's just so good. You know what? You're actually denying biological females their due in women's sports by allowing cross-dressing males who identify as females with this whole cancer of multiculturalism. Give me a break.
Well,
I know it's for another show.
We talked about this, and you thought the NHL, I thought, and I'm pretty sure you thought as well, is that the NHL was immune from political correctness. Well, their day has come, Vito. Turn out the lights, lock the barn door, because the NHL says it employs too many white people.
Oh my God. Oh, that is so shocking. Oh, I'm going to stop watching the NHL because of white nationalism. Oh, it's so white.
But it seems that the woke communist crowd is now targeting the NHL. The National Hockey League just released a report that essentially says they're employing too many white people. Not only players, but in the back office too. So they hired this partner with a company called Jopwell, Jopwell, a diversity hiring startup, to expand its talent pool and hired a full-time director of recruiting in late 2021 with the focus on attracting a more diverse talent. The NHL just got racist.
Well, they certainly did. It's the only sport left that they can start hammering, that the multicultural communists can start hammering at. It's the only one left. And you know what? First of all, you can name, how many there's, you can identify at least, four, maybe five, on one hand, how many black players there are in hockey. Why? Because there's no attraction to the black crowd to play hockey. There's no attraction. It's either basketball, baseball, or football. That's it. And it's, it's nothing against the NHL, but kids don't want to play hockey.
I don't know. I mean, people are driven to whatever sport they excel in, like you said. It's not that they keep people out. It's just the way that it is.
I tried it. I mean, I was a fat guy on hockey skates coming from New York, and I tried it, but I couldn't stand up on the skates enough, so I made a perfect goalie. So when I lost my balance, I'd end up in front of the freaking goal.
What's this world coming to?
It's coming to communism is what it's coming to.
I don't know. Are we having enough people of color getting into pickleball now that pickleball has reached national fame and is on all over ESPN? I watch women's volleyball in the collegiate level. There's a few minorities, but it's primarily white, tall women.
Because why? Because black females are playing basketball. That's, it's not a culture thing. It's just something. I mean, my goodness, stop. Just stop with all this nonsense. I mean, this is what's ruining sports. It's ruining children. It's ruining adults. I mean, this communism. Here, I got a question from Holger. Professional sumo wrestling doesn't have enough white people participating. So now do we go after professional sumo wrestling because it only attracts Japanese people? Japanese people.
That's fat shaming now.
Yeah. Oh, you can't say fat, Vito. Oh, Al, why are you saying fat? You say extra large Japanese people. Or like
ooh,
like
I hurt you with my words, Holger.
How about just talking about let's use the vernacular that McHale's Navy used, fat Japs, okay? I mean, geez, criminy. Oh.
Those guys are athletes. I tell you, that is a tough sport. It may not look like much in passing, but when you really start analyzing sumo wrestling, these guys do hit each other hard, and they're big, and it is a difficult sport.
Well, that takes us to with regards to multiculturalism, and it's a great segue that the midterms are heating up in America, so we have about 2 weeks until Election Day. Now, for those that might be surprised on the left, Election Day is generally the first Tuesday following the first Monday in November. So if the left wing doesn't understand that, it's been that way for over 100 years, so maybe you can write this down on your calendar now, okay? Election Day is the first Tuesday following the first Monday in November. This year it's going to be November the 8th, so that would leave you to vote that day, okay? November the 8th, and I know it's difficult, so you need drop boxes and you need to have early voting and mail-in voting so you can vote multiple times. So the left wing is conditioning Americans to forget about their disastrous anti-American and anti-constitutional policies, which we'll speak further on their international tanking and fiscal policies. So tomorrow, a debate in Pennsylvania is going to happen, and for the Pennsylvania Senate race, which pits Dr. Oz against Democrat John Fetterman. Fetterman's people sent out a tweet letting people know that it'll be a debate of low expectations for Fetterman because he's got a disability. So here we have the destructive Democrat Party is the party of low expectations, and they are trying to dumb down the Pennsylvania voters and let you know that Fetterman will not do as well against Dr. Oz. So, and it's okay though for the Democrat Party to have that low expectation and make excuses, for their poor candidate. So I also predict though, Al, that we'll probably see an increase in shootings over the next 2 weeks in order to distract and deflect from the real pressing issue facing Americans each and every day. And that's inflation. That's higher prices. And of course, MSNBC, their narrative now, which they got the talking points from the DNC, is to say that it's a myth about inflation in America. So you know, we can see that Joe Biden and the anti-constitutional cabal will seek ways to continue to dismantle the Bill of Rights, including the First and Second Amendments. They've already violated Americans' Fourth and Sixth Amendment rights. And then, of course, they violated the 10th Amendment, you know, states' rights, which they are not recognizing at all, because that's what's you know, Marxists do. They have total and utter contempt for the United States Constitution and, of course, the Bill of Rights. Oh, my gosh. And we were talking briefly before the show. UK, the United Kingdom, has yet another prime minister. The last prime minister, Liz Truss, her term lasted 44 days as she was undermined by her own party, and she abruptly resigned. And Prime Minister Truss had the audacity to propose lowering taxes on all Brits and businesses and restart the UK's energy independence by restarting oil drilling and fracking. And that's a cardinal sin to the global elitist, you know, the climate change scam, the oppression of global economics, you know, for a government to propose cutting taxes and cut spending during economic downturn. So Prime Minister Liz Truss was summarily rejected by the UK and the global elitists. So taking over as Prime Minister of the UK is the one person who led the way in undermining Prime Minister Truss, is the finance minister who has openly undermined Prime Minister Truss, and that would be Rishi Sunak. Sunak is the UK's first Hindu Indian to serve as prime minister. And you have some info on Mr. Sunak, don't you, Al?
Well, there's a very good article in the Dossier written by Jordan Schachtel, who does a deep dive into who Rishi Sunak is, and that it is not good. He describes Rishi Sunak as the same version as Justin Trudeau, but programmed with different talking points. This, quote, conservative politician whose agenda seeks the same end game as his liberal opponents promotes the globalist ideals currently inundating the Western world. He's well-spoken, well-educated. He checks all the historic boxes, but not because any of his ideas he may have, but purely because of his ethnic background. And unfortunately, he is a World Economic Forum robot. He's wealthy. His wife is wealthy. And Rishi Sunak, he's been groomed for this moment for decades. This Oxford-educated politician was kept far away from the filthy working class. He promotes an agenda that seeks to serve the already established global ruling class, but would surely impose ruin upon the rest of humanity. For example, Sunak is passionate advocate for the deindustrialization campaign known as Net Zero, which is a babe of the World Economic Forum. And he cut a promo for this World Economic Forum, stressing his commitment to the climate change, not man-made climate change, just climate change. He believes the challenge of climate change is clear and it's urgent. We need to ensure a positive and fair transition to net zero, Sunak said in a video. This newly enshrined PM supports the continued centralization of society through the installation of political and financial surveillance through digital ID. A Chinese community party like social credit score system and a central bank digital currency system. And according to reports, his billionaire in-laws are heavily invested in surveillance and digital identity schemes. So this guy he's in bed with the Chinese, he's in bed with the World Economic Forum, and he is a globalist, as Vito said, with impeccable credentials. He is anything but conservative, because this is who they put in office. This is a Justin Trudeau clone.
You know, before you had talked about Sunak and the World Economic Forum, just his attack on on Prime Minister Truss was very alarming and disturbing. And here I'm thinking, I'm listening to him, and I was listening to him give his opposition after Prime Minister Truss had been. Go ahead.
But before you play it, let's say what Truss
I don't have
was
it.
About. This is
I don't
okay.
have
well,
that this, clip.
Oh. Well, let's examine who Truss was. This is the woman who was 44 days in office until her own party kicked her out. She was in favor of lowering taxes. She was in favor of fracking and becoming energy independent.
Mm-hmm.
And she was against man-made climate change. And she wanted to lower taxes across the board. I think there was one other thing, too, but I can't remember.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? She was opposed to climate change, okay? Because she knows it's a ruse, and all you're going to do is soak taxpayers. All you're doing is you're transferring wealth, okay, the redistribution of wealth from your taxpayers to this global cabal that's scamming the world with regards to climate change. And now Rishi Sunak comes in, and he's a big proponent of net zero, okay, and climate change. And so no wonder Prime Minister Truss was summarily rejected and kicked out. So all this noise about women and how great it is to celebrate women and women in politics, okay, if you're not of the correct persuasion, political persuasion, okay, there is no use for you. So if you're a conservative female who doesn't espouse the left-wing, liberal, global mindset, we will find a way to destroy you. And they did that. I've listened to several interviews that Prime Minister Truss had given over the last, 44 days. And, it's amazing how contentious the media was to her, how abrupt they were with her, how condescending they were of her. And, 44 days, your policies don't take effect for 44 days. They don't. None of your policy implementations, even if they've been implemented in 44 days, can take effect, okay, and have any type of effect on an economy other than pure speculation. And that's exactly what happened with Truss. And these news readers, okay, whether it's in the United States or the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Truss, how do you feel that your policies now were not effective? And it's like, my policies haven't been even put in place. So it was pure speculation and conjecture that has driven the marketplace, not cutting taxes and watching economic growth, not cutting taxes on corporations to allow corporations to come in and start investing, not government investing, because as Milton Friedman had said, governments drive inflation by spending money. They don't create jobs. They spend taxpayer money. And that's how you drive debt up, and that's how you create inflation. And the same thing with Sunak. Suddenly he's embraced because he opposes tax cuts. Oh, well, you can't have tax cuts, in an economic downturn. Oh, so let's raise taxes. Okay, let's implement the biggest ruse on the world under the guise of climate change. Okay, and then take even more money, confiscate even more money from the taxpayers to ensure that this inflationary time, this recession, is a global recession, and that we're all going to share in this global recession together. And doesn't that make you feel so much better? I mean, oh, a global recession. Oh, just, I'll tell you, it's total disgust what we're seeing from the world cabal, and to watch or to find out that Sunak comes from or embraces the World Economic Forum. Al didn't even have to know that about the article. Okay, knew that by virtue of his speeches that he gave and who he embraces, and he embraces Klaus Schwab. So he embraces the World Economic Forum. He embraces the world, okay, economics, and not the economics and what's best for the people of the United Kingdom. Jeez.
And he's a conservative.
Yeah, and he's supposed
That's
to be a conservative.
That's what scares me. So you better get out there and vote for Donald Trump in the next presidential election, because I think he's the lone conservative who has any balls left who will fight for conservatism, the rule of law, lower taxes, smaller government.
Hey,
it's scary.
You know, it is scary. It is
there
scary.
Are allies, for God's sakes, and they're now Justin Trudeau light. They brought him in. And Canada just outlawed guns. You can't purchase a gun anymore.
Yeah. I mean, oh my God. Excuse me, I had to take a drink here. Oh, it's actually of water. What's amazing is that individuals like this now, like Sunak, get a pass because they are complying with the whole global scam that's occurring. And you know what the cabal, the world economic cabal, was afraid of is that when Donald Trump implemented the tax cuts to go from 37% for corporate tax, it was a 39 to 21%. It spurred economic growth that to the chagrin of George Soros, who lambasted Trump for having the audacity to do something like that in 2017. And then of course Trump was lambasted by more of the elitists of the globe, but it was proven to be right, because without missing a beat, there was between 14 and 18 owners and CEOs of large international corporations who pledged to Donald Trump, President Trump, that we will now invest in the United States. Thank you for your efforts to get the corporate tax rate down from 39% to 21%. And that spurred economic growth. And the biggest fear the world cabal could have, and Klaus Schwab leading that World Economic Forum, was that Prime Minister Truss's is a vision of cutting taxes and enticing businesses to come in and invest in the UK, it would have been a nightmare for this cabal. I mean, how dare she turn around economic woes? How dare she challenge, you know, the biggest climate change ruse, okay, that is out there, that's hitting the Western democracies, the Western civilization? How dare she even propose that? I don't know a lot about Truss, but her vision for the UK was, I think it was on par with what we experienced under President Trump, and of course that was summarily rejected. And the powers to be, the cabal in Washington, D.C., saw fit to make sure they dismantle Trump and his agenda. And now you've got the World Economic Forum that's led by Klaus Schwab. Okay, they're making sure that nobody espouses any type of leader that comes in would espouse a Trump economic ideals, or for that matter, a Milton Friedman, you know, pro-capitalist free enterprise system. God, yeah, Bigfoot's right. UK conservatives equals just slightly left, less than left of Vladimir Lenin. That's a good one. Let me see if I can read it one more time. Bigfoot said, UK conservatives equal just slightly less left than Vladimir Lenin. So maybe we'll be wrong on this one, Al, but I'm not sure you're wrong on Sunak. If anybody knows economics, you certainly do.
Well, all I know is, where do we go from here? If the United States goes the way of Britain, where can we go, us conservatives, us freedom, liberty-loving, independent, pull yourself up by your bootstraps people, where can we go?
Probably nowhere. Honestly, I mean, you can go to Central America. I don't know, Costa Rica, people say. I doubt it. That won't land anything. I don't know where you go. I mean, literally, look what's happened in South Africa. I remember Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg stated that if any new country was to materialize and they needed a constitution, she would have them model their constitution after South Africa. Well, that's not working out too well for the South African conservatives, the South African people. I mean, you want to talk about genocide that's being committed there. Oops, I used the G word. Sorry. The UK, the European Union, they've sold out. Okay, they've sold out to the World Economic Forum. I mean, there's nothing homogeneous to Muslims moving into the UK or to any European country, like let's just say Sweden. And now the Swedish people are pushing back, and they're electing more conservative leaders, you know, to stop the infestation and invasion of migrants. The same with Italy. Look what happened in Italy with Prime Minister Meloni. You know, she gets elected because she believes in Italy. She believes in the Italian people. And somehow this has become a bad thing all around the world. As the left wing, as the social Marxists become more empowered, and you know, they are dictating a more globalist society. And they want you and I to think and to be conditioned, and that's the theme of our show today, you know, conditioning, deflecting, obfuscate equals lying. And they are trying to, the world, you know, globalists, they want to condition people into thinking that lower taxes is not the right way to go, and that by God, we're going to lose this planet because we have climate change. And I saw something over the weekend, climate collapse, as we're facing a climate collapse. That's a bunch of horse shit. That is absolute lie. It's fear-mongering. But you know,
yeah, there's
what?
There's a climate collapse in the 70s, according to Newsweek magazine, and that was called global cooling. That ended up being not true. Then in the 90s, it became global warming. That never materialized. So the Marxists, the environmental Marxists, came up with the term climate change.
Right.
Well, man-made climate change, which fell apart because man can't affect the climate in that much, in that great of a capacity. So now they change it to climate change. So for me, I always call it man-made climate change because it's a failure. And then they just want to see the United States, they want to see our republic weakened. And they are succeeding.
They are. I mean, Holger says you go to Poland. And you know what? He's right. Viktor Orban has done a fantastic job, you know, a tremendous job in Poland. You know, he's hated by the EU. He's hated by the global cabal. But the people of Poland love him, as they should, because he's pushed back and he's closed his country to the migrant invasion. And guess what? They don't have the problems in Poland that other countries are having, such as France. Al, what the hell is going on in France today? I mean, you know, Macron, here you got Macron, who is not held accountable for his actions. And each and every day you see a Muslim stabbing a non-Muslim or killing a non-Muslim. Or how about the 12-year-old French girl? That 12-year-old French girl. And finally, the people of France are in an uproar, as they should be. Okay, go to Jihad Watch. Okay, and check out the story on this 12-year-old French girl who was killed on October 14th. This young girl, this innocent girl, 12 years old, she was raped, she was tortured, and she was murdered. She was practically beheaded, okay, by some sick, what'd you call her? By a woman. And the shock and horror of Lola David, who was raped, tortured, and murdered by an Algerian woman. And the suspect had boasted about selling body parts. Evidence suggests the girl was taken into the basement of a flat where she had been tortured, raped, and being strangled, having her throat cut. The woman had then stuffed her body in a suitcase and dragged it to the street. The murderer, who had arrived in France on a student visa, had overstayed her visa, the visa had expired and had been ordered to leave the country, but she did not do so. And what has enraged the country is the failure of the French state to enforce its own expulsion order. Fewer than 6% of those living in France illegally in 2021 were expelled. The rest simply continue to live illegally in France, and some of them for many years without the overworked police taking action. More on the story of Lola Davit, the wave of Muslim crime that has spread across France can be found here. France is now more dangerous than Mexico. That was a study that was done. And they said that to travelers, to the visitors coming in to France, France is now more dangerous than Mexico. How in the world could that happen? I mean, my goodness, France is in shock after the brutal killing of a 12-year-old girl in Paris last Friday, which would have been, actually it was October 14th, I believe. The details of how young Lola had met with her death are too gruesome to describe, but the news that a 24-year-old woman has been charged with the crime has deepened the disbelief. The fact that the woman is an Algerian national living in France illegally after a student visa expired has caused uproar. For years, the ruling class in France has rejected any link between immigration and crime. I guess it's a myth, right? Just like the American politician, it's a myth about inflation. It's a myth, right? But slowly, the omerta is cracking. Last week, a book was published by Didier Lallement, until July, the chief of police in Paris, entitled The Necessary Order. The book is a damning indictment of the lawlessness endemic in the capital, where one out of every two crimes are committed by a foreigner. 50%. 50%! Think about it. Let that sink in. Here's the chief of police of Paris, okay, who stated that one out of every two crimes are committed by a foreigner. And again, he has to be politically correct when he says committed by a foreigner. Often in an irregular situation. Those foreigners who commit half the crimes in Paris consist almost entirely of Maghrebins, North African Muslims, coming mainly from Algeria and Morocco. Paris, or at least some of the suburbs, have long had a reputation for disorder, what the French describe as the lost territories of the Republic. So too has Marseille, where this year 28 people have been shot in drug-related killings, usually by men wielding assault rifles. 55% of people arrested in Marseille are foreign, according to one government minister. So why not call it as it is, okay? Why not say they're Muslims? Why not say they're African Muslims? Okay? Why not say they're Muslims from Algeria and Morocco? Why, again, you have to temper the issue? Because, you don't want to appear to be Islamophobic, which is that made-up word meant to instill fear. And this is hence the problem. You know, those Muslims who have migrated to France, who just want a new life away from Morocco and Algeria, who can assimilate and integrate. But for the most part, these people don't want to integrate. They don't want to assimilate. And they're involved in drugs as well. 28 people have been shot dead. Oh, and doesn't France have one of the strongest, you know, gun laws in all of Europe? Oh. So in recent years, however, the crime and violence has spread to other towns and cities. Last month, a global study ranked France as more dangerous than Mexico in terms of visitor safety. And one city was singled out for its chaos, Nantes. In 2004, Time magazine described Nantes as the most livable city in France, but now it's considered more violent than Bogota, Colombia. In 2016, there were 283 cases of reported rape, assault, and harassment in Nantes. In 2021, last year, it was 562. It doubled. And they have a socialist mayor. So.
Well, that's because they have no conception, the government, or cares about the Hydra and what the Hydra is. The Hydra is the migration of Muslims to grow and expand Islam in non-Muslim countries. This has been going on since Muhammad was alive 1,400 plus years ago. This is a tactic of war. This is a tactic of overwhelming a country and making it Islam without firing a shot. And this is how you do it to a stronger adversary. And they let it happen to themselves. Why? Because the French people and the Europeans aren't having enough babies.
Yeah.
In order for their demographic numbers to remain the same or increase, every family needs to have at least two, possibly three children. And sadly, the Europeans not having that many children. So the society itself is dwindling. And these people that are in charge are either looking at those demographic numbers and they're going, hey, we need foreigners here, and hopefully they'll assimilate and make babies and get those numbers back up. The only problem is they're bringing in Muslims who don't want to assimilate. They don't even want to be French. They hate the French. They hate the French former government. They want their Islamic law, their Sharia, and they are getting it, and they're going to do it by force, and they do it by overwhelming the system. Either through crime and overwhelming the law enforcement, or else they do it by overwhelming by getting payments from the government as illegal aliens, and they're draining the money from the country itself through welfare.
Yeah, the lack of assimilation. I mean, you know, that's really another issue that we've talked about that for over 10 years, the lack of assimilation and integration. And at some point in time, when does a Western civilization actually stand up and be honest about that? You know, it's not about bringing migrants in, okay, to legal aliens and have them be part of your fabric of society. There is no assimilation or integration.
If you want a taste of it here in America, if you want a taste of it here in America, Vito, just go to Detroit, Michigan. Go to Dearborn, Michigan. Go to Hamtramck, Michigan. These are cities, primarily Dearborn and Hamtramck, are cities that are 70% Muslim. Their commissioners are Muslim. Their school board members are Muslim. They essentially control the whole city. And things are not good over there. So if you want a taste of it, it's happening here. I mean, you can even look at Salman Rushdie. You remember him, the author who had a fatwa put on him by the Iranians? Well, he got stabbed, when was it? I believe last year he got stabbed in New York City.
Three months ago.
Oh, gosh. That seemed like last year. 3 months ago he was stabbed in New York City, got stabbed in the back, in the eye. He lost sight in one eye and the ability to move one hand. His agent confirmed over the weekend the injuries were sustained during a knife attack at a New York literary event in August, during which he was stabbed 3 times in the neck and 15 times in the chest and torso for writing a book called The Satanic Verses. And the kid who stabbed him, he wasn't even alive when the book was written. He was taking his cues from the Iranian government and the mullahs, who put a death sentence or a fatwa on Rushdie. And this kid, he saw the fatwa and executed it, all legal under Islamic law, and that's all that matters. So it's here in America, too. You just have to open your eyes.
Well, and don't forget now, the Iranian government had increased the fatwa from $1 million to $3 million. So all this noise about, the Iranian government this, the Iranian government that, well, in 2019 or 2020, the Iranian government increased the fatwa to $3 million. So all this crap about the innocence of Islam, bullshit. Bull.
Yeah, so I guess this jihadi will maybe get out of jail in 10 or 15 years, collect his $3 million, and go back to Iran.
Yeah, the hero. There you go. The hero, right. And I'll tell you, The Guardian, and I don't have the article in front of me, but I did tweet it out, and maybe I could probably find it. But you bring up Salman Rushdie. So I was reading Bigfoot's Place on blogspot.com, and I come across this article. And you know what? It was about Rushdie, and I have no problem. I'm reading it, you know. It's like, oh my God, he lost an eye. He may have lost the capability in one hand and lost a lot of blood. And so great update. But what does The Guardian do? It goes on from there. And they go into climate collapse. Climate collapse. This is The Guardian, okay? And then they go into more of the left-wing jargon, okay? They go into the left-wing, multicultural crap that's put out there. They slam Donald Trump. They slam January 6th. They went in, and it's like, wait a minute. We're talking about, first of all, why didn't you slam the Iranians for increasing the fatwa? Huh? Why? You didn't. Okay? You didn't slam the Iranians for increasing the fatwa in 2020, mind you. Not back in 2011. So all this is still, very fresh. Okay, to the Islamists. Okay, this is what the Islamists do, right? This is what the fundamentalists do. Okay, so nobody says anything about that. All right, now you're reading more onto it. I did find the garbage. Okay, so Salman Rushdie has lost sight in one eye and the use of his hand, and it's like, okay, I'll bite. I want to read about what happened to Rushdie because you don't find anything in there. So then you go halfway down. And this guy, Andrew Wiley, starts going off in another direction. That has nothing to do with Salman Rushdie. Nothing. Elsewhere in the interview, Wiley said the world is going through a very troubled period, not least in the U.S. I think nationalism is on the rise. A sort of fundamentalist right is on the rise. From Italy to Europe, Latin America, and the U.S., where half the country seems to think Joe Biden stole the election from Donald Trump, and they admire the man who's not only completely incompetent and a liar and a crook, but just a farce. So I'm thinking, okay, he described Biden to a T. Biden is incompetent. We saw the clip of him falling asleep during an interview over the weekend. Fell asleep. President of the United States, he falls asleep. Talk about incompetent. He's a liar. He's a chronic liar. He lies at every turn, and he's a crook. We all know about the Biden crime family, but that's not the leftists. The leftists continue to sanitize, okay, Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. So I'm reading this article, and it's like, what the hell does this have to do with Salman Rushdie? Huh? There's no mention of the Iranians increasing the fatwa. No mention to incentivize an attack to kill Salman Rushdie. Nothing. So let's go in and let's attack Republicans. Let's attack Christianity, okay? And let's attack anybody that's on the right. But don't attack, okay, what your article is supposed to be about. And that is how Iran is paying to put a bounty on people, to kill people. They did it to Salman Rushdie. They did it to Mike Pompeo. They did it to Donald Trump. And nothing, like crickets, boom. Okay, and let's slam Italy now for Giorgia Meloni being elected prime minister. Why? Because she believes in the country of Italy. She believes in the Italian people. She's putting them first before this globalism. Goodness gracious.
She's a bright light in the sea of darkness.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Thank goodness. I mean, I don't know how long she'll last. I mean, Liz Truss, UK Prime Minister, lasted 44 days, and, her party completely turned on her, and all she did, she proposed what? Lower taxes and energy independence. That's the death knell for conservatives, especially in a liberal, globalist, elitist majority is calling the shots. Poland's looking better and better each and every day.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to move there, though.
I know.
I love America. I love our Constitution. In fact, our founding fathers said that our Constitution will only be effective and work if the people are virtuous. And it's up to virtuous electorate, we the people, to vote in virtuous leaders. And I think that I think we're losing that. And I think a lot of that is these attacks on our national pastimes, these attacks on gender, the attacks on with this man-made climate change, this attack on industry and capitalism and leaders and successful people and attacks on gender and all these cross-dressers and these male cross-dressers doing family shows at libraries. I think all this is a lack of virtue. And I think our society is becoming less virtuous. And then that might be an element of why our society is dropping off the cliff so quickly. And our founding fathers pegged it 260 some odd years ago.
Well, I mean, let's face it. It's the Cloward and Piven, you know, mentality. And it's really funny in an ironic way. You know, in 2008, when we got our start, you know, we were finding more and more of the Muslim Brotherhood credo. And the Muslim Brotherhood, under the explanatory memorandum, wrote the Ikhwan, which is the Brotherhood. The Ikhwan must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within. So if you don't know of anything else, the mission of the Muslim Brotherhood was to destroy America from within. Little did we know, as the Democrat Party aligned itself with the Muslim Brotherhood, they had adopted the same credo. They had adopted the same credo in destroying America from within. And we're seeing it today. We're seeing it today. We're seeing it with Obama in the implementation of Cloward and Piven Marxist mentality. We're seeing it with Obama when he aligned himself and his political career was furthered by two domestic terrorists, Bernardine Dorn and Bill Ayers, who also were the authors of Prairie Fire. In 1968, they wrote a 168-page dossier which outlined how they were going to interrupt the capitalism and free enterprise in the United States, how they were going to upend our constitutional republic. And why that wasn't taken serious is something, you know, for historians to tackle, but it got us further into this Marxist mentality, and Obama was very happy to further that Marxist mentality. I mean, hell, his career was started and launched by Bernardine Dorn and Bill Ayers, two domestic terrorists, the co-authors of Prairie Fire. And you know, if you want to read something, you know, and you have the time, read it. Read Prairie Fire. If you need a copy, if you want a copy, just let us know. I'll give you a copy of it. Okay. So I guess online they're charging anywhere from 50 to 100 bucks to get a copy. I'll give you a copy to read. And it's just amazing how this destructive mentality has infected the United States of America. But it's our politicians as well who have bought into the Cloward and Piven versus our constitutional republic of capitalism and free enterprise. They despise capitalism and free enterprise. They despise giving power to we the people. And yet our founders were brilliant. They were brilliant men. The Declaration of Independence is a brilliant document. And now I understand what they mean about altering and abolishing. It says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Not anymore. that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to the ends, it is the right of people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government. We have a choice. Okay? We have a choice in 2 weeks. Do we continue down the road of destructive Democrat philosophy? And although we are looking at a one-party system, a uniparty, it's imperative that we stop this, we slow down this reckless anti-American, anti-free enterprise, anti-capitalistic mentality. And the biggest fear to the establishment swamp in Washington, D.C. on both sides of the aisle, because it's become apparent with Lisa Murkowski, senator from Alaska, who's actively working against Sarah Palin. You've got, you have the other rhino, Mitt Romney, who ran for president under the Republican ticket, actively working against Republicans, And they'll endorse, you know, communists like Raphael Warnock in Georgia, like John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. So let's reject that. Let's reject that mentality. Okay, it's time that we implement a new government, and that starts in the U.S. House of Representatives and the United States Senate. Let's get Senator Rick Scott's wish. Let's make it happen, and let's remove McConnell as majority leader. Let's make sure Mitch McConnell never serves as majority leader ever again. His comments were treasonous against Republicans. Republicans stand a good chance for gaining House. But the problem is those Republicans who are being supported by Donald Trump have no place in this corrupt government. But our founders were brilliant, weren't they? That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Let's get rid of the nasty Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, the Mitch McConnell's. We've already dispatched one out of Wyoming, one of these establishment insiders, deep state, whatever you want to call them, uniparty. And that's the conditioning, the deflecting, the lying, the obfuscating. There's no doubt Joe Biden lies on a daily basis, and his chronic lying is to condition people there is no inflation and the economy is strong. There's no recession, and deflect away from the facts. The facts are inflation is at a 40-year high. Gas prices are at all-time highs while Biden is engaged in yet another quid pro quo. Joe Biden and his corrupt regime of anti-Americans have made America weaker. M-A-W. And we saw that right out of his box, making America weaker after this empty suit had been installed as president with the collapse and the fall of Afghanistan, with Biden causing deaths of 13 American soldiers and abandoning hundreds, perhaps even thousands of Americans who are left behind in Afghanistan. And Al, did you happen to see the clip of Nancy Pelosi on what was it? Face the Nation, and she was asked a question about the economy and about inflation. I mean,
it is priceless.
That clip I have. We got to play that one. I'm sorry.
I could listen to this 100 times.
I mean, this broad is you want to talk about someone who's an elitist. And you want to talk about someone who's a liar? I mean, Pelosi, she takes the cake. She really does. So here, listen to the words. Margaret Brennan is the host of Deface the Nation. And she asked Nancy Pelosi a question, and this is what now the new narrative is by the destructive Democrat Party.
And the fact is that when I hear people talk about inflation, as I heard him there, we have to change that subject. Inflation is a global phenomenon.
Yeah.
The EU, the European Union, the UK, the British have higher inflation rate than we do here. It's not, the fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
I mean, you want to talk about conditioning Americans? I mean, this is the most dishonest answer that anybody could give who's engaged in the United States government. I mean, here's a woman with Nancy Pelosi who sought to take out President Trump at every turn. She sought to derail his presidency every single solitary day. And now she's attempting to put lipstick on a pig, you know, during the interview with DeFace the Nation. I mean, CBS host Margaret Brennan asked her thoughts on projections that Republicans will win control of the House in the upcoming midterm elections. How do you shift that momentum, Brennan said. Pelosi responded with a long answer in which she mentioned inflation and described it as a global issue. The fact is, when I hear people talk about inflation, we have to change the subject. Inflation is a global phenomenon. That's absolutely pathetic. I mean, the fact is, when I hear people talk about inflation, we have to change the subject. Now, can you get any more arrogant than that? Change the subject. Let's condition Americans so that we can deflect from the truth and reality. With inflation reaching a rate of 8.2%, which was higher than expected in September. Change the subject, and this is what the Democrat Party mission is to change the subject, folks. What you're seeing at the pump, we're just going to change the subject, and don't talk about it, because it's a myth. You know that 75%, that 100%, that even 200% rise in gas prices at the pump in just 21 months? We're just going to change the subject. It's a myth. Heating oil prices. Let's not talk about the 300% increase in heating oil, okay, since December of 2020. We're going to just change the subject because it's a global phenomenon. Folks, what you're seeing and feeling at the grocery store with inflation soaring thanks to the destructive Democrat Party spending spree with record inflation, let's just change the subject. Condition Americans to think otherwise. Soaring inflation, change the subject. Condition, deflect, and lie. Do you understand just how dishonest Nancy Pelosi truly is? Do you understand just how partisan the petulant Pelosi truly is? Pelosi is a fraud. She's an elitist. She's arrogant. Pelosi explained in Face the Nation interview that despite the rising living costs, efforts have been made to help bring down the cost of prescription drugs and bring down the cost of energy and the rest in our legislation. Did you hear that? Bring down the cost of energy. In 21 months, we've seen gas prices, energy costs spike 300% at the pump, heating oil. And let's not even talk about natural gas, which is absolutely killing small business. It's not going up 5%, 10%. It's going up 1,000%. How is it that a business had paid $350, small business, and now they're spending over $2,200 in less than 1 year? And Nancy Pelosi has the audacity to lie and state that they have legislation that's bringing down the cost of energy. I don't know one person in the United States whose energy bill has reduced unless they went to total green. But isn't that the goal? The top House Democrat said, you will see that has been opposed every step of the way by Republicans, and they have no plan to lowering the cost of living or helping with inflation. Okay, so let's get something straight with that narrative. That is an absolute smokescreen. That is gaslighting. And we talked about gaslighting last week. This week it's conditioning. That is an absolute false statement by Nancy Pelosi. Okay? There's only 2 weeks remaining until midterms, so let's get something straight. Nancy Pelosi and her band of cabal thieves in the United States House of Representatives will not allow any member of the Republican Party to bring any ideas or legislation to the floor that deals with combating inflation, that deals with drilling more, that deals with energy costs, to identify soaring energy costs, and to bring down the cost of groceries. Let's get that is the absolute truth on that part of it. So Pelosi continues to condition Americans into thinking, well, Republicans don't have any ideas. Why? Because Nancy Pelosi rules the United States House of Representatives with an iron fist. You as Republicans are the minority. You sit in the back of the room and you shut up. Now, when the destructive Democrat Party is in the minority, they demand that they have a seat at the table and you reach across the aisle. And the only way the Democrat Party will reach across the aisle is to steal your wallet. Pelosi is lying. They will not work to bring down energy costs. What they will do is they will try to implement more of their green scam. You know that net zero that is being implemented, okay, that Sunak will try to implement in the United Kingdom? It's exactly what the destructive Democrat Party will do in the United States and are doing. Over $500 billion, okay, was given to the green scam movement under one legislative bill that was passed this year. And you know what? There wasn't one Republican supporter of that bill, and rightly so. And it's tagged the Inflation Reduction Act, another scam by this Democrat Party. Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, and Chuck Schumer, as Senate Majority Leader, have embraced the Green Energy Scam Initiative, the Paris Accord sham. There is no intention by Pelosi-led House, nor a Schumer-led Senate, nor a Biden-Harris regime to bring down energy costs. They want to eradicate fossil fuel. And if they can't have it done by 2030, they want it done by 2025. Pelosi and Schumer have endorsed the Green Energy Scam Initiative. In one spending spree package passed strictly along political party lines, Pelosi and Schumer inserted over $500 billion for the destructive Democrat Party's green energy scam programs, with every intention of abandoning fossil fuels by the year 2030 and perhaps doing it by 2025 if they get a majority in the House and Senate this year and win back the White House in 2024. With no alternative fuel sources, by the way. There is no alternative sources of fuel except wind and solar. Now, why are we, the American people, seeing gas prices up over 75% to 200% since January 2021? Because the Democrat Party has sold out America to the Global Green Environment Scam Initiative. And they did it all by themselves without any Republican support. I'm going to use the Republicans as a political party means right now to identify, to keep it simple. Pelosi Schumer-led Congress is not working to bring energy costs down. They despise fossil fuels. The only reason we in America have seen gas prices at the pump go down the past 8 weeks is due to Joe Biden's treasonous actions of reducing the strategic petroleum reserves to artificially lower gas prices at the pump for the midterm elections. End of story. Joe Biden is not an honest man. Joe Biden has bled down the strategic petroleum reserves by more than 40%. We are sitting below 60% capacity. And folks, that's a national security threat. All intentional. Pelosi distracts and obfuscates the inflation issue when stating the following. Well, the EU, the European Union, the UK, the British have higher inflation rates than we do here. The annual inflation rate in the United Kingdom increased to 10.1% in September compared to 9.9% in the month prior, according to Trending Ob. The country's Office for National Statistics said that the consumer price index rate reached 0.5% in September, higher than the 0.3% in September 2021. So do you see the campaign of disinformation and misinformation by the Democrat Party elitists, by the cabal, the swamp, the uniparty? The distraction to use global excuse and guilt Americans by making the inflation we are experiencing into a global issue. Because they've intentionally decided not to deal and not to attack the inflation issue in America. So are Pelosi and Schumer working for the global cabal? Is their interest no longer about America and the American concerns? I mean, look how they're excoriating Giorgia Meloni of Italy, who wants to put Italy before the European Union. Conditioning the American people is the key for this left wing, isn't it? Conditioning the American people by using global as a distraction and continue to spew your propaganda about inflation and the economy as being a global issue. Deflect away from the truth concerning the economy, such as 8.2% rate of inflation in September, exceeding the anticipated projected rate of inflation, by the way. Then lie, which partisan Pelosi lies very well. Deflect by obfuscating the truth. Well, we lowered prescription drug prices, including lying about reducing energy costs. We haven't seen a reduction in energy costs. Natural gas prices, my gas bill hasn't gone down. Compared to January 20th of 2021, my gas prices at the pump, my cost at the pump is still up 73%. Deflecting by obfuscating the truth, we lowered prescription drug prices. Whoa. But then intentionally lying about reducing energy costs, then lie again by stating all Republicans voted against this? Folks, Republicans have no say in a Pelosi-led House as a minority party. Now, the question is, will Kevin McCarthy remember this? Will Kevin McCarthy cave to the radical left wing, the extremists, the destructive Democrat Party? That's the question. Who's going to hold propaganda Pelosi accountable for lying, for conditioning and deflecting from the truth? It certainly isn't going to be the DNC state media. But a little shocking was, it turns out that Newsweek had enough because they slammed Pelosi for her comments about, we'll just change the subject. So folks, the midterm elections are here. We're 2 weeks away. The destructive Democrat Party, they're feeling the effects of their disastrous economic policies. They're seeing the polls, and they're not faring well. The failed economic policies that are crippling the United States of America and the economy caused rapidly rising and out-of-control energy prices, which had a direct effect on out-of-control grocery prices, had a direct effect on out-of-control transportation costs because it takes trucks to move those goods from California to New York, from California to Florida, from Florida to Maine. The failed economic policies not only are crippling the United States, but Americans are suffering with regards to investment losses. Americans have suffered over $9 trillion loss in investments since the Democrat Party unilaterally has held the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, and the White House. Their economic policies are utter failures. Check your IRA. Check the value. Tell us if that's a myth that you've lost 40, 50, and 60% in your IRA value or your 401k or your stocks, huh? that's suddenly a myth. You know, that myth is being felt immediately by retirees, and those Americans are on the verge of retiring. $9 trillion in investment value lost in just 21 months due to the intentional, feckless, and reckless spending spree by the Democrat-controlled Congress led by Pelosi and Schumer. And, of course, Biden-Harris regime are absolutely complicit in this sabotage of our financial systems. Intentional debt-laden, irresponsible, out-of-control spending. $6 trillion spent since January 20, 2021. They are making the debt unsustainable. They're creating intentional chaos, and we're seeing it on a daily basis. They're creating intentional supply chain issues, which never, ever should have happened. They're creating intentional out-of-control energy prices, which has resulted in rising and out-of-control grocery prices. And what is Nancy Pelosi's response to this out-of-control inflation? Let's just change the subject. Blame globalism to condition and distract Americans, because it's what the Marxists in Washington, D.C. do and they believe in. It's globalism over our constitutional republic. Cost of living has escalated out of control. Why, Nasty? Because of inflation. It's the Democrat Party's economic policies that have caused inflation, which causes the rise in the cost of living. They know that. And so they're having Joe Biden tamper with the midterm elections. An 8.3% or 8.7% increase in Social Security? Oh, well, it's the highest amount since in 40 years. Oh, okay. What was the rate of inflation last month? 8.2%. That means it's worthless. But he's tampering with it. Call OPEC. Tell them to delay the proposed cuts of 2 million barrels a day till after the midterm elections. That's a quid pro quo. That's the second time now that Joe Biden has been engaged in a quid pro quo, one as vice president and now second one as president. And what's Nancy Pelosi's response? Well, just change the subject. Cost of living has escalated out of control because of inflation. Yet Pelosi continues to lie about the cause of increase in the cost of living and inflation. Folks, Washington, D.C., political elites are out of control. Like Pelosi, they are arrogant. They are condescending. They are imperialistic. They are pretentious. They are self-important. And certainly, they see themselves as being superior over we the people. They are not leaders. They are corrupt, self-serving con men. And so as not to offend the females, they are self-serving con women, just as Nancy Pelosi is. Al, Pelosi really thinks the American people are stupid. Just like Jerry Nadler, when we witnessed what was going on, the violence that was occurring in the West Coast, in Seattle, and in Portland, Oregon, what was Jerry Nadler's answer? Oh, it's just a myth what's happening in the West Coast. What? Huh?
That's what people believe. Let's go, speaking of women, let's go to the women of The View, because they're a good barometer of society as we know it, and what they have a very large listening audience, whether you like them or not. Well, they had Ted Cruz on a few days ago, or yesterday, which was amazing in itself. God bless these liberal women, but they had him on. And so Whoopi Goldberg, she said, "We may not like when Republicans win, but we don't go and we don't storm, and crowned by Cruz." Cruz goes, "Did I miss an entire year of Antifa riots where cities across the country were burning?" Whoopi replies, "I don't know what an Antifa riot is." Cruz goes, "Really?" So maybe there's collective stupidity. Maybe there's this collective blindness going on with Democrat Marxists. What else could it be?
What else could it be? It's just it's flat out dishonesty. There's just no way, shape, or form. So for 95 days, you're telling us that Whoopi Goldberg went deaf, dumb, and blind for 95 days. You know,
right.
Okay,
so the women
I could see one night in St. Louis, okay, that you missed that. Mm-hmm. But Al, 95 days? No, I'm sorry. She's a flat-out liar.
Well, it's the women on The View are just as bad as the audience because someone from the audience got up and yelled, F you, Cruz.
Oh,
and then they
okay.
had to quickly go to a commercial. So the audience is just as unhinged as the women on The View. So maybe the women of The View and their Marxist views are more, I don't know, more accepted and mainstream than either one of us can believe. Because they sure as hell hate us. It's not a matter of loyal opposition. It's beyond that. It's hate. Because 5 hours ago, it was reported that one of Marco Rubio's workers was attacked and had to be taken away on an ambulance because he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Okay. See, and this is about – okay, so let's go back to the word conditioning and deflecting. Because it's the same left wing, okay, that has conditioned people to think that it's only the right wingers that are violent. When in fact, each and every day, someone, a conservative, is being attacked. The kid that was an 18-year-old kid, conservative, okay, was run down by a left winger and he was killed. And why? As the terrorist stated, well, I did it because of his political views. Oh, really? So now in the United States, okay, your political views are not acceptable unless you think the same way that these radical left-wing anti-Americans think. And that's exactly what Whoopi Goldberg is. She's an anti-constitutionalist, and she's an anti-American in my mind. So is that more mainstream? I guess it is because ABC is keeping that show keeps it airing, okay? So there has to be an audience, you know. Joey Behar, she bloviates and she bellyaches and she's got to be the biggest worthless piece of shit on TV, aside from MSNBC. And it's one lie after another with these people, but yet they have an audience. So obviously there's an attraction to the socialism, to the Marxist mentality that these leftists spew. So I think to answer your question, yes, there's an attraction to this mental inability.
Hmm. I don't know how to fight it anymore or even try. You just got to go out and vote. Do your civic duty. Get involved. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be a poll watcher. Come November 8th, I tell all my friends to go vote, my Democrat friends, I tell them to go vote November 9th.
But just doing your part.
I'm going to be a poll watcher. I'm going to do my duty.
And you should, and people need to get engaged that way. You have to watch what's going on. It doesn't matter where you live. It's disgusting, you know, the level of vitriol from the left wing and their intolerance somehow has become mainstream, and it's okay for the left wing to be violent. It's okay for their vitriol to be acceptable. But when a Ted Cruz fights back or a Marco Rubio fights back, suddenly they're right-wing radicals. And heaven forbid you bring up anything – okay, that happens to be on the religious nature, and suddenly you're a right-wing Christian radical. Excuse me, but I'm exercising my right to free speech just as you are when you're saying something stupid on the left, okay, just like Whoopi Goldberg said, for 95 days in Portland, Oregon, okay, it was being held hostage by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, but suddenly Whoopi Goldberg goes deaf, dumb, and blind. And that has to be an acceptable answer from that she's given? Now, here's a woman that prides herself on current events, right? Is she that much of a retard that she didn't know what was happening in Portland for 95 days? Was she watching Portland, Maine because she's too stupid to realize that there's a Portland, Oregon? I mean, that's just flat out dishonest. You know, it's one thing to have people of differing opinions on and to ask them their opinion. But that's that type of acceptance is no longer a way of life in America. There's the right wing, there's the left wing, and the left wing views are what you should espouse, and if you dare bring up anything that a right winger would, you're a radical white nationalist, white supremacist hater. You're a fascist. And guess what? The Democrat Party has more alliance with the fascist movement, including Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, than any other party, albeit the Nazi Party in the United States. Yet their opinion is supposed to be taken as mainstream. So, you know, Ted Cruz's reply, well, obviously you didn't see what was happening, you know, when Antifa, and then all of a sudden they all go brain dead. I don't know what Antifa looks like. Really? You don't know what happened in St. Louis with Black Lives Matter and killing the retired cop, going on a rampage and destroying property? So somehow it's acceptable to destroy billions of dollars of property across the United States, but you're not sure about Antifa. But by God, January 6th, that was an event that changed the course. That was worse than the attack on Pearl Harbor. That's hogwash. The Venezuelans are laughing. That's an introduction. I'm going to show you what an insurrection is. Give me a break. I mean, holy cow.
So, but there is some good news. You want some good news?
Yes, I want some good news.
Well, President Trump is suing CNN and maybe the J6 committee for defamation for $450 million. And Trump, you know, this J6 committee meeting is a fraud. Well, Nancy Pelosi threatened Donald Trump, saying he's not man enough to go sit on the committee. But Trump wants to sit on the committee, and he told the committee, I would love to come talk to you, but I want it to be live. It has to be live. And now the J6 committee is saying no. They haven't given him the thumbs up yet. Now, the only live people that have witnesses that have spoken was that one woman, it was all hearsay, who said that she saw, that a friend told her about Donald Trump grabbing the wheel of the beast and then hitting a Secret Service agent in order to get to the Capitol on January 6th. It was all hearsay and a lie. But those were the only live testimonies that they had taken to date. And now they have the principal in chief, and they're balking at it because he wants it live where it can be where his remarks will be unedited and heard by everybody. So if you think the J6 meeting is a fraud, and this is a good example.
It's a great example. I mean, can you imagine, okay, you're Eric Swalwell, and you're charged with a felony, let's say treason, for sleeping with a Chinese spy, okay? And it's learned that your entire political career was launched by the communist Chinese and a Chinese spy. And you knew it, okay? So now you've got a House committee, congressional committee now, is going to have a hearing and is going to find out because, you know, are you a spy? And of course, you're charged with a felony of, let's just say you're charged with treason. Now, this committee goes out and they conduct hearings, and not one defendant is called in your favor. It's not allowed to be called. You're not allowed to mount a defense. You're only allowed to sit there and listen to the prosecution prosecute their case of treason against you. And if you're found guilty, you go into Gitmo and you're going to be shot as a spy. Now, do you think that Eric Swalwell would object to not having the ability to mount a defense? It's exactly what's happened with January 6th. Not one person has been allowed to act as in defense of who's ever being prosecuted. This has been one of the most one-sided anti-American scams that have been put on the American people, all to fit an agenda. And this whole Cloward and Piven, this Marxist mentality, it's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing the usurpation of our constitutional rights. Our U.S. Constitution is being abridged by the very people who have taken an oath to uphold the United States Constitution. And somehow, speaking out against this, you're not allowed to do that. You're a radical, you're a white nationalist, you're a white supremacist, you're a white this, you're a white that, and divide by race. Divide, divide, divide.
Now, some other good news involves Fauci. If you called out Fauci the fraud, you're a winner, winner. Now, a federal judge ruled that Fauci will have to go on record, a move the retiring doctor hoped to avoid. In recent months, he already admitted that the draconian measures he pushed for during the pandemic would create collateral negative consequences for the economy and school children. But it wasn't the complete confession conservatives dream of, but at least it was more truthful than his earlier acknowledgments. Hopefully going on record, they won't drudge up his ability to be dishonest. And a federal judge ordered Fauci and other Biden officials to be deposed, part of a lawsuit against the Biden administration alleging the government colluded with social media companies to censor free speech related to the coronavirus and other controversial topics. So according to the court order, Vito, from the United States District Court for the Western District of Louisiana, the judge concluded that Fauci's high-profile public comments have made him a key figure in the lawsuit from the Republican Attorneys General of Louisiana and Missouri alleging collusion between the Biden administration and social media companies to censor coronavirus-related speech. And that censorship was real, damaging, and had chilling effects throughout the country for two solid years.
Al, come on. How much more do we, the people, have to put up with? We're being proven right on a daily basis. There was outrage with Fauci and his draconian policies. Matter of fact, I remember distinctly back in February of 2020, you and I had the first discussion on the Wuhan virus, and we found that paper, what was it, by Imperial College in the United Kingdom, where Fauci was going to base his lockdown on, and that was Neil something, I can't remember his name, Dr. Neil Ferguson, was basing the death, there would be over 2.5 million deaths in the United States and over 500,000 deaths in the UK. And Fauci started mimicking these numbers early on. And it's like, you and I caught that. And suddenly, as it became more public about Neil Ferguson's bogus claims, he was called out and Fauci kind of backed off on that. But I find it really interesting that as time goes on, now 2 years goes by, the concerns and the objections to this totalitarian ideology and the control of the people has really been, we're getting like five different versions now. To append our opinions that happen to be correct,
yeah.
I should say.
Well, let's take a stroll down memory lane and take a look at some of these lies. A paper, this is lies from the government during the pandemic. A paper mask will keep you from getting sick. Standing 6 feet apart is the magic cure. Staying outside will keep the virus from getting to you. In restaurants, you should stay masked until you need to eat your food. And if your fork is moving, the virus can't get you. The virus is deadly to the average Joe. The vaccine is safe. Boosters are necessary. And here's the worst of the worst. Ivermectin, plasma transfusions, and other affordable, excessive therapies are not effective. I could go on, but yeah. You get the picture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've been lied to, and it's all for control. I have my additional theories on why it happened, and it's absolutely incredible the destruction that the cabal did to the U.S. economy and the world economy at that.
Just thank goodness the President Trump's filing this lawsuit because the Republican Party is missing in action. In fact, the establishment Republican Party, my opinion, is part of the problem, not the solution.
Without a doubt. They're all part of the same uniparty system. I mean, you know, why is Lisa Murkowski actively campaigning against a fellow Republican? You know what? If Lisa Murkowski had any class whatsoever, she would just go back to Alaska or just stay in Washington, D.C., because I don't even think she lives in Alaska, and say nothing. Okay, but she's actively campaigning against Sarah Palin. Now, I don't know of any Democrat that has gone out against their fellow Democrats. I don't see people abandoning, you know, the communist Raphael Warnock. But, you know, it's absolutely intolerable that what these people are doing, but they're all part of the same system. It's the same good old boys club in the United States Senate. You know, the same thing with Mitt Romney. He's actively campaigning against Republicans. You know, that's Ronald Reagan would be turning in his grave right now if he knew this. I don't get it. I don't, you know, the Republican Party doesn't want the power, it seems like. They're so happy leading from behind and sitting back, you know, taking a back seat, collecting their $175,000 a year, saying a few words here and there, oh, we're outraged. Oh, Joe Biden is sleepy Joe. Democrats, Pelosi, and that's it. And then you got people like Senator Rick Scott, who understands what it means, you know, for the actions of this, of the radical and extreme, you know, Democrat Party and what they're doing to the economy. And he takes a stand, and it's like there's only two senators that spoke out against Mitch McConnell's comments about, well, we're not sure about the we're not going to gain any seats in the United States Senate because we don't have quality candidates. And Rick Scott says, excuse me, hold on a second. I'm head of the Senatorial Republican Committee here, and we have great candidates out there. You know, so, you know, McConnell would rather see a communist, a racist in Fetterman, a communist in Warnock, you know, be elected or continue to be elected in the United States Senate. That's perfectly acceptable. I never thought, it's just amazing because I never thought this could ever happen. And just watching what's happened since 2008 in this country is truly amazing, and how people have buried their heads in the sand. And you know, and it's all by design, because the American people have been conditioned over the last 50 years to think that government is the only entity that can take care of you. Government is your mommy, it's your daddy, it's your grandma, it's your grandpa. And whether it started in 1913 or 1895 or 1867, the fact is that the federal government has seized power in this country. And with Biden, everything's on fast track. In 21 months, you've lost an economy. And then you have the audacity, one, to blame Putin, and secondly, to blame globalism as a reason why. And yet you're not held accountable for what? For tanking the energy system in the United States. And not only that, now you're bleeding down our strategic petroleum reserves, and there's no accountability for treason and national security concerns. And we're pissing money away by sending it to the Ukraine, when in fact there's people in West Virginia, there's people in Ohio, there's people in North Dakota, there's people in New York, there's people in Florida who are hurting. We're going to send $68 billion to the Ukraine. We're going to send $144 billion to Ukraine, when in fact the people of South Florida now need the help. We have people in Arizona who need help because of border overrun. And not a fucking thing is done. We're going to take care of the world. In the meantime, we have our budgets are being busted, and we're being sold a bill of goods with this green scam. But it turns out it's a worldwide green scam.
Well, I got to make a correction. I made a mistake in an earlier story regarding Marco Rubio. One of our canvassers wearing my T-shirt and a DeSantis hat was brutally attacked by four animals who told him Republicans weren't allowed in their neighborhood, and it's in Hialeah, Florida, right outside of Miami. This canvasser suffered internal bleeding, broken jaw, and will need facial reconstructive surgery. That's more than a beatdown. That's attempted murder. For canvassing in Democrat areas.
Oh, and Al, we're told that Republicans are violent. All we're seeing are violence on the left side. People sitting outside in a restaurant eating, and they're being attacked, and they're being yelled at for being racist and white nationalist. Doesn't sound like a Republican. You know, Republicans being summarily rejected at colleges and universities, and we're told that it's the MAGA crowd that's the problem. Bullshit.
Yeah, we've had Democrats say that the January 6 million people that attended the rally was equivalent to 9/11, Democrats are saying.
Right.
It's absolutely disgusting.
It's conditioning.
Meanwhile, where's Hunter's laptop? Where's the diary with Ashley Biden saying that her father, Joe Biden, showered with her as a preteen?
Oh, well, Jill finally spoke out. Oh, it's untrue, right?
Oh, that is correct. That is a story.
Only took, a year?
Yeah, leaked emails reported this week, a Russian oligarch wired $3.5 million to a firm run by the president's son, also invested $40 million in Hunter Biden's real estate company, Rosemont Realty. The president was asked about the federal investigation in a recent interview. Biden said, I have great confidence in my son. I love him, and he's on the straight and narrow, and he's been for a couple of years now, and I'm so proud of him. Meanwhile, Joe Biden says, I know that Hunter is innocent. Everybody and their brother has investigated the president's son nonstop, and he's innocent.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on. Let's go back to the investigation. Everybody has investigated him? Who's everybody? I want to know who's investigated him. Did the United States House of Representatives investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the Biden crime family? No. I believe it was the New York Post had attempted to disclose that information. And guess what? Social media platforms banned the New York Post. A free press was banned, and their freedom of speech, their First Amendment rights were violated for attempting to show that we have some illicit activities going on. You have Hunter Biden banging whores and Daddy Biden paying the $25,000 and $30,000 for banging whores and underage girls. Oh, and let's talk about Malia Obama. Well, we can't talk about that because there's a video that appears that it was Malia Obama. Well, I wonder if that's one of the reasons why no one is delving further into that Hunter Biden laptop. Because the cover-up is huge in this country. The cover-up, if you're part of that party elitist, it is huge. And now Jill Biden, a year later, comes out, oh, I think he's clean. Oh, okay. Everybody's investigated him. Oh, okay. Who's everybody, Jill?
And this is the same Jill Biden that compared Latinos to tacos?
Yeah.
And got a pass?
Yeah. And the same Jill Biden who was banging Joe Biden and broke up a marriage. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. You can't bring that up, Vito, because his first wife's dead. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Jeez. Everybody's investigated Hunter. What, you know, isn't it ironic? It's just like Hillary Rodham Clinton. Just let time go by. Let time pass. Mm-hmm. Stall. Obfuscate, stall, and then proclaim everybody has investigated him. No, they haven't.
Yeah, and then Whoopi Goldberg says, "Well, Democrats don't do like what happened on January 6th."
Let's ask Marco's worker about that one.
Yeah, the canvasser.
Yeah,
who was nearly killed.
Frankly, I wouldn't go canvassing in Hialeah myself. So go ahead.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. I've done it before, and the experience was really good. I don't know how effective it was, but it was still good. Talk to people, but it's a grossly inefficient waste of time. But I guess if you get enough people doing it, it might be effective. I'm a cynic by nature, but there were a lot of people who really wanted to talk about the issues, and maybe just us going to their door and discussing politics with them may have got them out to vote when they wouldn't have otherwise. So continue doing it if you do it, because it does make a difference.
Well, it does, but you know what? There is no civility today. I mean, the left wing has created a contentious atmosphere, and whether it's the Marxist mentality, Clarendon Piven, or you know, Karl Marx theory of revolutionaries, that's what you have, and you know, you've got Obama sitting there, and he made a conscious effort to make sure to demonize the opposition. And he did it quite well. He did it eloquently. He did it so well that people are still, you know, not realizing that it was Obama's racism that was the catalyst for what we're seeing today. And then of course you've got, you know, Joe Biden sitting there, and he's, you know, condemning the MAGA people, the MAGA crowd, which I didn't know was even a party, by the way, but now MAGA seems to be a party. And you know, they have the audacity to condition people into thinking that these people are anti-Americans, when in fact, you know, we're witnessing one attack after another on conservatives, on anybody who identifies as a Republican. And that seems to be an acceptable practice with the left wing today.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden, I can't believe it. Hunter's been investigated by everybody. That is a flat-out lie. I mean, these people are shameless.
Now, here's some interesting technology news. A jellyfish-inspired robot can gently grasp and move fragile objects using hair-like tentacles. The prototype may have applications in recovery of artifacts, biological specimens, and more. How is that for cool science?
That's great, but we can't figure out where the hell, you know, Hunter's laptop is. Or what was on Hillary's hard drives. That's cool science.
Yeah, it really is. It shows that as a species, we are infinitely creative, infinitely scientific, always looking to go climb the next mountain, find the next great discovery, and this is a part of it, and that's a beautiful part of life that just doesn't get the I don't know, it just doesn't get the news that it should.
And that's the reason why we got to take government out of the way. And that's what endeared, you know, Trump to many Americans, because Trump believed in the American people. He believed in America, and he believed in American ingenuity. And you know what? That was the death knell of him, because he put too much emphasis on we the people, and instead of we in Washington, D.C. And we're seeing the results of that. It's pretty sad, because America is the greatest country in the world, and we can, you know, we can develop things. I am certain over the next 150 years, alternative fuel sources could be invented by somebody in the United States of America. We have enough oil for the next 200 years. You and I are going to be dead in 200 years, but you know what? I'm very confident that there'll be alternative fuel sources, and it will be readily available to everyone in the United States and in the world, and it'll be cheap. But you know, now let's just go ahead and abandon that principle.
But there is some bad news too. It involves China, as always. President Xi Jinping secured a third term as the Communist Party's general secretary, the party's top job. As the 20th Party Congress came to a close, the widely expected extension of Xi's tenure breaks from a trend in recent decades where party leaders have stepped down from the role after two terms. So now we have President Xi in China stealing an unprecedented third term. And so expect an invasion of Taiwan soon.
I'm shocked. I would never expected the communist Chinese to not play by the rules. I mean, they're already prodding and provoking Kim Jong-un, you know.
Yeah, I can't believe a Marxist communist would do that.
Yeah.
Steal power.
Come on, Al. What is wrong with you, man?
How naive I am. I feel like Whoopi Goldberg.
Sue sent me an article from New Mexico about there was, I guess, North Korea and South Korea were trading rockets today. That's very alarming. But, you know, I can't help but think, here you go. You know, China has an ulterior motive. And then, you know, Xi gets a third term. Well, son of a gun, because aren't they the ones that are pulling Kim Jong-un's strings? So, yeah, it's not good in that region. It really isn't. But tomorrow, we have Paul Sutliff with Across the Crescent. Wednesday, you got Hank Jones and Poly Sports. Thursday, you've got Paul's back with the Sutliffian Report. Paul is also the author of The Cancer of Civilization Jihad. You can go to Amazon.com and pick up a copy of that book. It's a great book. Friday, you got Andrew Harrod with Conservative Casual Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday, Minister Simon Dakduk and a beautiful Christie revealing the truth about Islam, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on that Saturday evening. Sunday, you've got Paul is back with the Crossing the Crescent and Interfaith Dialogue. He had a good show. He's sitting in for Eric, who's being attacked by some cowards on the pro-Islam movement and who are bullying Eric and his family, which is unconscionable. And again, here we go. We were talking about how the left wing accuses the right wing, and here you have the intolerable assholes on the left. And if you bring up any type of Christian quotes or quotes out of the Bible, and suddenly you're a right wing Christian fanatic. So Monday, and Alan and I will be back with Mama Mia No Sharia at 6 p.m. next Monday evening. Keep prayers for G Ski of Airwaves America. Annie Talk Radio on Fridays on Blog Talk Radio with her great sidekick, Curtis Bennett, Mr. Author Curtis Bennett. Simone Nicole's show was back this Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. on Spreaker.com. Check out Simone Nicole if you want a break from politics and Islam. It's a great self-help show. Joshua does a fantastic job. His music is kind of, but, you know, he does a great self-help job. And Audrey Russo, Real Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays. Go to AudreyRusso.com. and check out her show. She has some great guests on as well. Love Audrey's show. Al, any parting shots?
Adios, amigos. We'll see you next week.
Hey, everybody, have a nice evening. Thank you, Bigfoot, Ducky, Eye Guy, and also Golf Dogs and Sue from New Mexico, and all you out there in podcast land. And thank you all for listening to us tonight. You all have a safe evening. Be safe of that. Be aware of your surroundings. And let's have a red wave in 2 weeks. Ciao, everybody.
Yes, it was my way.
It's all bounce. Oh, man, that was like right on the baton.
You remember that group Party for Socialism and Liberation I mentioned last week?
Yes.
Well, they put in their newsletter, I just got it, gosh, an hour ago, Party for Socialism and Liberation, editorial, China is not our enemy. We should not be fooled by the forces that spend an enormous amount of time and money trying to convince people that China is our enemy. That's a seditious group. What the F are they doing? Operating freely as a political party here in the United States of America.
There was a time
when the Communist Party was outlawed back in the 50s during the Cold War. It was outlawed as it should have been.
Yeah, it's kind of seditious, isn't it? Treasonous?
Bigly, yes. But it just happens and nobody cares. Nobody puts up any roadblocks.
Yeah, and accept it. Since when is communist China, you know, supposed to be acceptable? The communist mentality?
I don't know. Beats the hell out of me.
God almighty. I don't know, man. This whole left wing communist movement is just incredible what we're seeing today. And then, you know, there's now a report comes out yesterday or over the weekend about children have they're concerned about children being developmentally behind because of COVID. Like, weren't we talking about that back in 2020? You close the schools, this was going to happen. Oh, no, that's just not – it's never going to happen. Oh, now all of a sudden, reading levels are down, and okay.
Yeah, I remember all that. It's because of no person-to-person. Everything was done online, and the face masks were the big problem because kids couldn't read faces.
What was the unintended consequence of having – of suddenly putting school on the line? Look what happened in Virginia. The parents were awakened by the radicalization of their children with this critical race theory and all of this, you know, garbage that the Marxists were teaching in schools. Isn't that something?
Is kind of ironic. Yeah, uh-huh. It's kind of ironic. Because of the pandemic that they manufactured and blew up for 2 years, just a political power play, the parents got a look into what was happening in the public schools and what was being taught to their students and how it was being taught to their students. I mean, not their students, but their children. And they revolted enough for the government to say that mom and dad are domestic terrorists. Meanwhile, they had that blow up in Dearborn where the room was just packed with Muslims who literally got violent. And nothing. You heard nothing about it. The DOJ didn't go after any of those parents. And I sided with the Muslims on this one. They were 100% right. And they got a pass because they're a protected class, I guess.
And you know, Al, this is what the conditioning of Americans. The false conditioning of Americans, which they don't get. Okay. Well, they do understand, but it's the lies that have been put forth, like by the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, oh well, you hate all Muslims. Well, you know what? No, we don't. And here's an example of what happened in Dearborn, where the values, okay, of the Islamic community is that they don't buy into this cross-dressing, trans agenda that's being forced down the throats to condition children and to steal their innocence. And what was the pushback by the families in Dearborn? We don't want our kids to learn it. We'll teach our kids about it. It's not your job to teach our children this. And you know what? And like you said, all of a sudden there's total silence by the left wing, okay, by the DOJ, by this administration, this total silence. But by God, if this was in Virginia, these right-wing radicals, they mobilized and they attacked the school board members. And now we have to make sure that we label these people domestic terrorists and we'll call in the FBI. Well, suddenly everybody went deaf, dumb, and mute over here in the Biden administration.
Yeah, and it shows the duplicity of the Muslims because they are 90% in the Democrat corner on just about everything, and they hate the Republicans except for conservative family issues. But they know that the Republicans don't trust the Muslims, and we know all about Islamic law and Islam, and they don't like that either. So.
Yeah, so where is the assimilation? Linda Sarsour, instructed her fellow Muslims not to assimilate in America. So why are they concerned about this, in Dearborn? Because it's just a matter of not assimilating, and that'll be fine.
Yeah, war is deceit, and they're deceiving the hell out of us.
But it's beautiful to
not
see.
Not all. I mean, there's some that don't give a crap about anything because it's never about everybody, but I'd say a good majority. And the ones who aren't are afraid to speak up or don't speak up for whatever reason they may have.
And I'd say that most of those parents have maybe assimilated into society in Michigan there, huh? Where they're not buying into this Marxist mentality. Interesting.
Yeah. It's a cool little story when you break it down a little bit.
Yeah, it really is. So all these concerns and all this outrage is all feigned outrage, by the left wing. Because suddenly their agenda is being challenged by their own people, by their own party members. It's beautiful.
It really is.
The total hypocrisy of the left wing.
Total and complete.
Yep. And to what was it on the Muslim Brotherhood explanatory memorandum to destroy the Western civilization in America from within? It's exactly what they're doing.
Completely, yes. That is so true.
That's right.
Hopefully there's a silent majority like us, and I think there is. I haven't given up on our republic.
I haven't either.
But if I hear one more person call our country a democracy, I'm going to rip their throat out.
Yep, this is all part of the conditioning aspect of things, and that's, and I think we have to continue to say this. This conditioning of American people is disgusting. It's a disgrace, and we shouldn't tolerate that, and exactly what Nancy Pelosi did. She did that yesterday, just change the subject. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. It's a reality. When you have middle-income people who are struggling to fill up both of their vehicles because their costs have increased over 200% each month, not to mention the cost of groceries, and now they're getting their bills for other items that they've seen increases on, and there's no relief in sight. And suddenly you have the Speaker of the House, the third most powerful woman in the world, in the United States, and she's saying, just change the subject. Let's ignore the inflation aspect of it. Let's ignore the 200% increase in gas prices. Let's ignore the 300% increase in heating fuel oil. And you know what? We're about to hit winter, aren't we? Guess what? You got to fill up your heating oil, your tank. And you remember 2 years ago, you spent $320 for that tank, and now you're going to spend $900 to $1,000 now. Yeah. And then
I don't want to talk about that. We're not talking about that. Just ignore it. You can't do that. I just did it.
here's one that I like. What should I wear? Oh, just go and wear anything. Okay. Any particular shirt I should wear? Or should I wear a shirt and tie? No. Just go and just wear anything. You come out. Oh, you're wearing that? Yeah. You say they can wear anything. Oh, not that. That's not the right shirt. Okay. So a golf shirt. Yeah, just a different color, but just anything. Okay. You go in, come back out. Oh, my God. You're not going to wear that shirt. Yeah, you told me I could wear anything. This is clean. It's pressed. Oh, no. And change those pants. Well, wait a minute. So the third time, I look at her. She starts in. I said, okay, go in my closet and pick me out a pants and a shirt, and I'm going to stay here until you pick out all that, and then I'll wear whatever you want me to wear. I told you could wear anything. No, just pick out. You pick it out. Okay, I've been there three times. Well, you don't have to get upset. It's like, I've been there three times. Right? It's the same thing.
I don't want to talk about that. Yes means no. No means yes. And then you get tell that to the judge.
Well, Your Honor, I went down for the sixth time to get a change of clothes. Oh, my God. I'm still sitting here. My head's spinning with the Joe Biden. Hunter's been investigated by everybody. Really? I mean, wow. Wow. That takes some pair of balls. I mean, wow.
Yeah, let's just leave him alone. Just leave him alone.
He's been investigated by nobody. Did we miss something in March of 2021 or July of 2022? Did we miss something?
I don't know. What happened with all these nuclear documents that were taken out of Mar-a-Lago? Oh, we don't want to talk about that. We just dropped the case. That's all. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, wow. I mean, we are being sold a bill of goods. It's unbelievable. And you know what? We have to change the tide, and we got to change the tide in 2 weeks. We really do. The tactic of low expectations, you know, the Fetterman people sending out the tweet, well, we don't expect, you know, John Fetterman to do well because of the stroke that he had. Oh, okay. All right. So that means he could stand up on the Senate floor and talk about passing laws that that he may have a problem comprehending. What the fuck are we missing here?
I don't know. He shouldn't even be in the race when you say that.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, that's a medical condition. A stroke is pretty serious business. It's no walk in the park.
That's correct. That's correct. I mean, somebody else should have stepped in and wherever the chips, but they have so much invested right now that it doesn't matter what medical condition you have. As long as you're a Democrat and you're breathing, we'll find a way to get you elected.
Yeah, and what it means is the Democrats, they don't give a shit about Fetterman as an individual who's battling a medical condition. They don't care about that. He's useful until the moment that he's not.
Yep. He's a centrist like Joe Manchin until we need to use him and abuse him.
Yeah. Centrist my ass. He's a Marxist like that new conservative Indian in Great Britain.
Oh, my God. Wow.
How's that guy even in the Tory Conservative Party? How many other people think like him in the Conservative Party? I mean, there's like, what, 17,000 people in the party? I don't know. That's a number I saw. I don't know if it's true, but how is he even there?
I'm just going to say two words, Goldman Sachs.
Yeah. And frankly, I'm pissed off at that woman for resigning. She should have just said, no, I'm not resigning. You want me out? Get me the hell out, but I'm not resigning. But she just caved and folded. They must have had something on her.
Yes, because these people don't play fair. I mean, without a doubt. I mean, from the very first day that she proposed, that Truss proposed that tax cuts, and then, of course, being energy independent, the UK energy independent, I mean, her own party attacked her, including Sukin. Who gave that speech that it's irresponsible to cut taxes? Why? What? Oh my God! I just it's like wow. Man.
Oh,
it is. All right, man.
Oh, well.
Well, have a good evening.
You do the same. Have a great week. You get out and play some golf, hit them straight, and not too often.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to go to the range tomorrow morning and hit some balls.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe play a little golf Wednesday morning. I'm not sure. I got time. I don't know if I can play Wednesday, but I'm going to try. So.
Yeah, I'm playing with a mutual friend of ours Tuesday morning. 7:20, first thing. So
nice.
Yeah, so come on out if you can play hooky.
Yeah, I can make it to the range in for an hour, so that's about it.
Yeah.
But thanks for that. If there's any changes, I'll let you know.
Sounds like a plan, and you have a great evening, and an adios to you.
Thank you. And Sue, have a nice evening. Thanks for the story on North and South Korea. And we'll watch and see how that materializes. And that's pretty frightening. Relatives over in South Korea. So just got the uy vey. All right.
Yeah, thanks, Sue. I hadn't heard that. We'll talk about that next week because that's going to play out this week in a big, big way, I think.
I know. We'll see what happens. And I wonder if it has anything to do with the re-election of Xi. I that's in the back of my mind that there's something with North Korea and China with releasing these weapons. So we'll have to see what materializes on that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Have a good evening. Bye, Sue.
All right,
you
too.
Bye.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Busy Buck.